Om Shanti, and a very warm welcome to everybody in the hall who is here present in Madhuban and to all our viewers online. The topic of today is the power of blessings. So Didi has some questions, and then we'll open to any questions that you may have as well. Welcome, Didi.
Om Shanti. As we become maturing, our foundation of knowledge and yoga becomes patka. Our aim is to share whatever we have received from Baba. Beginning, we focus on ourselves. Stronger our foundation, easier it is to give blessings or serve by all means. Not only words. In the beginning of service, we focus just on giving courses, classes, reading only. But then, as we become mature in get, we can do service by many means. Through mansa, words, actions, relations, positive attitude, variety of means. Once we are full, we can give to anyone, everyone. And to be bestower of blessing, we need to be Master Almighty. And through our Jnana, Yoga, Virtues, Powers, we can encourage other souls, create enthusiasm in them, happiness, give cooperation. So weak souls can be empowered. We need to have balance of self-service and world service. We need to change our attitude. First, we had limited attitude. My center, my student, my country. Now have unlimited attitude to serve the whole world. Because Baba has given us the title of World Benefactor. Baba says, just as sun stays in one place, but its rays are spread everywhere. You are Master Sarnath of knowledge, so you should be spreading the vibration of being merciful for the souls who are suffering in the world. We need to do the tour, mental tour, in the whole world. And spread vibration. In the old days, there were rulers, and those rulers used to tour around their city, especially in the night, in incognito way, to check whether the subject is content or not. In the same way, we have to tour around and check whether everybody is content or not and give them what they need. So to give blessing, we have to be powerful and make our intellect refined, divine. And more divine it is, it will have a more speed. And we will be touring around fast. Because Baba is telling us, those who have come last should go fast, come first. So we have to help them. And as the time goes, souls will be weak, and also they won't have much time. So we will, in the end you can't tell them, go and do curls and do have yoga bhakti. So at that time, blessings only will help them to become empowered.
So Didi, there are some questions that we already received. The first one is, often we talk about the power of blessings, but what sort of power can we get from blessings? I know many times seniors also say, no, we have achieved so much with the blessings of the family. So what is this power?
Whichever power is needed at that time, because blessings are all of all powers, all virtues. So depending on what people need at that time. Because in the end, mainly people will need to face, power to face the obstacles and power to face whatever situation, circumstances, etc. will be.
Didi, we talk about four types of blessings: the blessings we get from God, the blessings from seniors, blessings from the Brahmin family, and also blessings from Laukiks. Is it that we have to make different effort for each one of these blessings, or is it the same effort?
It will be the same effort. Means to get that power, we have to remember Baba. We have to have positive attitude. And we have to forget past. Because, sometimes our old sanskar of bhakti want everything from Baba. So we might have the desire that Baba should give me power, Baba should give this soul power, Baba should bring this soul in jnana. Such desires are there. So that should not be there. I should be full in order to give to everyone. And Baba has given us blessing, many blessings right from our birth. That victory is your birthright. And being the child of Almighty, we are able to claim that right from Baba. Power. So we have to be following Srimad to receive blessing from Baba. To receive blessings from seniors, we have to be cooperative and obedient. Blessings from Brahman we get if we are helpful to them, cooperative, and we have good relationship. Because Brahman are not perfect. They are making effort. So good wishes always is necessary for everyone. I think today only Baba was saying, don't expect that they should give me first. Respect. Accept what I am telling them. Nice to us. No. You have to see that you are giving. You are merciful. Your attitude is positive. And blessings from Laukiks, we have to have balance. Balance will bring bliss and blessing. So most of them are the same, that we have to be Master Almighty. Then we can give blessing.
So basically, Didi, you are saying follow Srimad and have good cooperative dharana with everyone. No? And the next question is also related. Baba said in the last Avyakt Murli that we can give blessings through our drishti, our attitude, our words, our feelings. Which one of these do you think is more difficult for us these days as Brahmins? How can we give a blessing just through an attitude or a feeling?
I feel the basis of everything is our attitude. Attitude will be expressed in the drishti words and feelings. So foundation is attitude. And that's what we have to see. Our attitude is always positive, unlimited, and merciful. Baba has been emphasizing a lot. You have to be merciful to help them, because to give something in words is very easy, but it has to come from your heart, and merciful being it should be the main thing, attitude, that can help others.
Didi, Baba mentioned that the easiest effort is to give and receive blessings. The easiest effort is to give and receive blessings. Duai do, duai lo. But how can we take blessings from those who we are not in a good relationship with? Or if you have a deep karmic situation with someone, okay, I can try to give blessings, but they are not giving it back to me. So, you know.
Whatever other souls are, they are also making effort. Everybody wants to be good. Who wants to remain bad? Sanskars may be such deep-rooted that they defame and criticize and old sanskar. So what we have to do is have awareness. I'm world benefactor. I'm not just benefactor of Brahman. Brahman are already benefited. My role is to benefit Agyanis also, or those with impure sanskars. And that's why I should try to uplift that source with my yoga power, shakas.
And if that soul has bad wishes for me, and I keep having good wishes, will it affect me, their bad wishes? Can it affect me?
It will be affected.
They will get affected, but will their negative wishes affect me?
If you are weak, you will be definitely affected. And that's what I'm saying is, I have to be first strong. And my foundation should be pakka. then I can help others.
Didi, what dharana or qualities do we need to imbibe to take blessings from the Brahmin family? Already you mentioned cooperation. For Brahmins to give you blessings, seniors, juniors, anyone, we need to be cooperative. Is there anything else in my dharana?
Love, acceptance, respect, because everybody, as today Baba was saying, love is the most important power and everybody wants it.
How do blessings affect my spiritual progress? Some Brahmins, they live in the heart of the center. They get so many blessings from people. Some Brahmins live far away. You know, they might be living alone. Do you think that blessings from the family can affect someone's progress?
Definitely. Blessings will help to move forward fast. And I'll be able to destroy any obstacles, because situations will come. And in the end, as you know, there will be so much chaos. So blessings will help me to be blissful, powerful, destroyer of obstacles, conqueror of Maya.
Yeah.
Didi, some Brahmins are very introverted and they don't mix a lot with others. So how can they earn blessings if they're not in touch with seniors and other BKs?
If they are introverted and in Baba's remembrance, main thing is they empower themselves and spread vibrations. So if they are powerful and have aim to do service through mind, they can do it. They can earn blessings incognito way, because they are doing incognito service, people may not really send direct blessings, but at least they are earning their fortune by being introverted and being Master Almighty.
Do we have to be worthy to earn blessings?
Of course.
But Didi, nobody is perfect, so we keep making mistakes. So how does one become worthy of earning blessings? Is it through our dharana? That, you know, this day we get blessings and another day we make mistakes. How does it work?
To be worthy of being to earn blessing, one has to be kind, cooperative, loving and giving, being bestower, not just selfish. Because sometimes some says, I'm meditating, I'm happy, I'm being powerful, but not sharing that power in the world or individual, because you have to catch the feelings of other people and find out whether they are happy or not, content or not, whether they are suffering. Because sometimes some people have lots of facade. Internally they are unhappy, externally they are smiling. So we have to have that discerning power whether they are happy or not. And then keep on helping others with their merciful attitude.
So anyone who is a giver through their good attitude is worthy of receiving blessings. Didi, some Brahmins think that Bap Dada is the highest, so just getting blessings from him is enough. Why do we have to bother about getting blessings from seniors and other Brahmins? It's easy to get blessings from Baba, no? Not so easy from Brahmins.
I think we are living in a society and we want to have status of master of the world. Now, if I want to become master of the world, I have to create subjects, air quality souls, and I need to have loving relationship with everybody. Now, if I don't have a good relationship with seniors, or equal, or juniors, whoever it is, I'm not going to rule anybody. Because to be part of rosary, each bead has to be close to each other. So I need to be close to each and every bead. And love is a thread of this victorious rosary.
So beautiful, isn't it? Love is the thread.
So, really, I think after Baba, seniors should be blessing me. Then Brahmins, then Laukiks. But I need to have good relationship and cooperation with everybody.
Didi, Baba spoke recently about bad company, kusang. If somebody is doing disservice, how can I protect myself from the bad energy or bad wishes? Because we don't want to create bad relationship with that soul. But still that soul is doing wrong things, maybe having bad wishes for me. So how, I mean, you still want to stay in the community, in Baba's family, but still you want to protect yourself.
The best way to protect ourselves is through yoga power. We are warriors. We have to fight with Maya. And those who have Maya, Mayavi people. So we have to keep ourselves protected, because there will be Maya's attack, and those who are around us. So if I'm powerful, I will not be affected. It's like if the fire is there in the valley and I am top of the hill, I am observing, but it doesn't affect me. So we have to have that upram stage, go beyond, be observer. And in Baba's remembrance.
This will continue till the end, that we will have negative energy?
More and more as we go on. In the end will be the worst.
Didi, as a doctor, did you receive blessings from your patients? Laukik doctor?
Of course.
Yeah. Did you ever treat Mama and Baba or give some medical advice to them?
No, I was very junior. And at that time, Dr. Anila Mann was like a doctor for Mama, Baba. And she would also will take to consultant. So Mama and Baba were mainly treated by Anila Ben. If it was minor, then even in Yajna, Nada, Vishwaratan was the medical doctor in-house. Not really physical doctor, but usually, everybody in the house will know some little trick. Because if they have cold, rather than going to the doctor, they will take lemon juice and something.
Home remedies. Didi, you just said that the world will become worse and worse. So now people are asking, somebody online is asking, if the world is going to become worse, why are we sending out such good wishes to the world?
Why?
Why are we sending good wishes? The souls are not accepting our good wishes. They are not receiving them.
They will receive. Whether they accept or not, they will receive because we are sending good wishes to them. So, it will help them. And we can remain observer, detached and unaffected. Baba says, no, there will be prey for hunter and
victory for the hunter.
Victory for hunter and death for
the prey. So giving good wishes, Didi, is not just for the other person, it's also for my mind, isn't it? To stay good and positive.
I should not only good wishes, but I should be master of mind. Not get affected. That's what aim should be. That at that time, I'm just bestowed. People will come for drop of love, peace, happiness, mercy, etc. And I should be able to give to whatever they need.
Didi, you face so many practical situations. You have so many emails. Maybe sometimes people even say something against you. Do you ever get disturbed now, or you are totally beyond?
I'm totally beyond. My God.
Come on. That deserves a round of clapping.
My God.
Amazing.
Everybody is having their karma and karma's fruit. Sometimes here something will be in the Dharamrajpuri. So that's what they should know, that If they are doing any vikarma, they have to suffer.
So you are so detached now that you're not taking any sorrow from. It's amazing. Didi, somebody is asking, their Lokik work is in a team where they are selling vegetarian products, but the other team members are selling non-vegetarian products. When the team does well, then they receive commission. So now she's saying, I'm getting commission even for the work that others are doing, you know, selling non-vegetarian products. So can I give this money to Baba? Can I use it for service? Work is good because obviously I can meet different people. That is an opportunity to do service. But is it a negative karma that I am receiving commission for the work that the team are doing? And some of them are selling non-veg.
What you should do, is whatever she gets, like income from impure business, she can give it in, because nowadays most of the centers are spending money on construction, electricity bill, telephone bill. So though it's such money can be used for such purpose.
So not for food? Not for buying food?
Food.
Does anyone else have any questions you would like to ask Didi? Anything from your heart about giving blessings, receiving blessings? Are you all feeling blessed that you are in Madhuban? Yes? Yes. Good weed. Yes. Do we have a microphone? Yes, the brother is just bringing a microphone.
Yeah, hi, not mine.
Om Shanti, beautiful presentation. Beautiful conversation. I like the idea of blessings. However, I felt that if you're feeling chaotic, confused, you know, life will throw situations, and if you're feeling chaotic, you're not quite sure. Who do you bless first? Do you bless yourself? Do you bless the other person? And I've very often felt conflicted between when to use power to tolerate versus power to face situations. It might be my Indian upbringing where power to tolerate comes naturally, but that makes you very complacent and that doesn't help the situation resolve. How do you feel about it?
So your question is when to tolerate and when to fight?
Face. When to face and how to bless. Who to bless in confusing times?
So Didi, when you are confused, do you bless yourself first or do you bless the other first?
I think we have to bless ourselves first, then others. But we have to discern where to tolerate and when to
face,
fight, and say, no, that's not to be done that way. So in order to have that discerning power we need to have clean and clear intellect. Then we know where to be this or where to be that. Because as we were saying, there will be day by day such a chaotic situation, and evil spirit, evil sanskar, everything will increase. So we have to be positive and decisive power should be there. What to be done? Whether to carry on or whether to fight.
Do you first tolerate until a particular point, then you decide enough is enough? Is it like that?
Yeah.
So bless the self first and tolerate until, it can't be tolerated anymore. Didi, somebody is asking questions about the choice of service companions. What are the important factors or dharanas to accompany each other in Baba's service? Should we be choosing our service companions, or should we just be service companions of anyone? What can I do if the service companion I have is doing dishonest things?
It's always good to select service companion. Because in India, they have to fill up the form of commitment as well as that if my behavior is not right, you have right to send me home. So with health, mental state, dharana, we select the companions. But service companion can be temporary. Some service companion, those who are permanent, we have to see at least their dharana is good. But for service companion, we have to choose the one who is serviceable, able to share the Brahma Kumari's view with courage.
So here you are talking about purity.
Or courage also, understanding, clear jnana, able to really phrase it, the jnana, in a proper way, convincing the other person. So those service companion can be staying outside, but can be accompanying to VIP service or being a lecturer. Because some people are staying out, but they are good lecturer or good workshop conductor. So that's what we have to That where we have to choose.
And Didi, if a service companion does something dishonest, something behind my back, how can we deal with this situation?
You have to give one chance to stay honestly. But if you tell them that if it happens again, you will have to move out. But give one chance.
Somebody is asking, Didi, that incognito blessings also work, don't they? If you are giving blessings or mansa seva to somebody, even if they don't know, it is definitely working. They don't have to know that you are giving blessings. It doesn't have to be in response to something they did. Mansa seva is also incognito blessing?
Of course.
Didi, somebody is asking, I have the responsibility to order non-veg food for my father, who is very old. Is this okay?
No, it's not okay. You are doing vikarma. It depends on which country you are. Because I know in some countries outside food is cheaper. So they can buy food with father's money.
Okay, so the father should be paying for it. Yeah, not from my money.
And if the parents are young enough to cook themselves, that's good. Or if the maids are in Philippines, they train their maids. Or if their maids are there, they are given gyan and they cook vegetarian food for them.
Maybe the father wants non-veg.
That's fine. But as I say this, Malaysia food is very cheap. So wherever there is food is cheap, the father should pay. If he has no saving, then you buy for him, but
it's vikarma.
Vikarma.
Didi, somebody is asking, if there are evil spirits, you know that there are evil spirits, do you send blessings to them also?
Definitely. Blessings as well as ignore them. More you think about them or talk about them, they will chase you. But if you know that that evil spirit is coming at night, you have incense stick in your room, candle light, and don't keep on sleeping, sit up and tell that evil spirit, go away, Baba is with me. You can't do anything to me. Means be strong and throw it out.
Last question, Didi. It's a very general question. How do we stay in a state of just giving and receiving blessings from Amrit Vela throughout the day. Means how do we keep reminding ourselves to just be a bestower?
Everything is reminding yourself, being aware of you being bestower of blessing, and not allow negative waste thoughts. Don't waste your time, money, energy, thoughts, etc. Because that also nowadays Baba is emphasizing a lot, not to have waste thoughts.
So just to finish the class, Didi, what is your blessing for all of us?
My blessing is, time is short, run fast in your efforts, intense efforts, be Bhav Samad and reveal Baba.
Thank you, Didi. We all feel very blessed. Blessed that you could come and be with us as well. I'm sure there are many online who are feeling very comforted by Didi's words and knowing her stage at the moment where she is totally beyond any sorrow. So thank you. We finish with some few minutes of meditation and take some strong drishti from Didi.
It hurts just to see.